Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends. And Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. It's nice to be back here live in the studio. Today you're going to hear a pre-recorded interview I did with Rabbi Carol Kalis. We actually chatted on the phone a couple of weeks ago. And we actually recorded the interview a couple of weeks before Shavuot, and you'll hear her make reference to that holiday as well. Alrighty, so I've got great music for you, so stay with me and I'll be right back. Now that was the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel. Hallelujah. Well, I'm so glad you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Did you know that this is a ministry of Shema Yisrael, Messianic Congregation? Oh, yes. We meet on Saturdays at 10 o'clock a.m. and we're located at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. While you're at Shema Yisrael, please check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It's open right after services every Saturday around 12 o'clock noon, and it's also open on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 12 to 5. Come on into the Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop, and you can get all kinds of CDs, prayer shawls, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, and lots of really cool jewelry. Now, if you happen to live in Buffalo, Lockport, or Medina, and you love Messianic music, and you'd like to visit our congregation out that way, well, guess what? There's Congregation Brith Hadashah. They meet on Saturday mornings at 10:30 a.m., and they're located at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Just tell them that Ethel sent you. All right, we're going to listen to Jonathan Sattel as he finishes out the song.
Peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Shalom Yerushalayim. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom.
Yes, you are listening to Bagels and Blessings, and that was Jonathan Sattel. Next, how about we welcome in the Shabbat with Craig Taubman. Shabbat, 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 Shalom.
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom. Light the candle, say the Kiddush over the wine. Do the motzi, the challah tastes so fine. Like the candles say the Kiddush over the wine. That Shabbos feeling so fine. Every week I get that Shabbos feeling.
Shabbos feeling. Get the Shabbos feeling.
I feel it from my head down to my toes.
Head down to my toes.
6 long days I have to wait for Shabbos.
Wait for Shabbos. Just can't wait for Shabbos.
But then on Friday Eve I get that Shabbos glow.
Get that Shabbos glow. Oh,
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
Shabbat, Shalom. It's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day of rest.
Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. It's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day of rest.
Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom.
Oh, yes. Shabbat Shalom, the day of rest. That was Craig Talman from My Jewish Discovery. Remember the name of that song? Shabbat Shalom. Oh, yes. Well, right now, it's time to hear from a nice Jewish boy who loves Yeshua, Marty Goetz, from the CD Psalm Enchanted Evening, A Jew Born Anew.
I had a bar mitzvah when I was 13. The greatest bar mitzvah that you've ever seen. The temple on the corner of Mayfield and Lee was filled with my friends and my family. All of them proud as proud could be, with catering far as the eye could see, complete with a chopped liver statue of me. But now they ask me how I could go so wrong, and why all of a sudden I'm singing this song. They say, son, you're deserting your fathers of old, so why don't you just come back to the fold? You're such a nice boy, or weren't you told that when you were born they broke the mold? So what do you need with this stuff you've been sold? But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew born anew. So hallelujah to Yeshua. From a Jew who never knew Yah could come to die for a schmo like I was, just so I could win the prize and be with my Messiah in the sky. They say on bar mitzvah day I became a man. I tried to live that way, done the best that I can, but I've been worried
since way back when, 'cause I've never done anything great since then. And though I could live till 110 and never have need of a fountain pen, I might never succeed in the sight of men, and they won't let me get bar mitzvah again. But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew born anew. Yes, through and through, I'm a Jew born anew. So hallelujah to you, Yeshua, from this Jew who never knew ya would come to die for a real Shlomiel, one who couldn't tell you were the long-awaited Holy One of Israel. And all of you who don't know Yeshua, let me introduce him to ya. He's the blessed Messiah, he's the Lion of Judah, and he wants to do to ya what he did to me. Came to live in a schlep like I was, yep, it's true, on Christmas morn, the truest Jew that ever was born. So I sing a And that's no lie, la lie, lie, la lie, lie, lie. A Jew born anew. Am I?
Hey. Hey. Well, you know, I could say the same thing. A Jew born anew. Am I? That's right. Many years ago in 1976. Thank you. Thank you all. Back in 1976, I said yes to Yeshua. You know, I decided that the most Jewish thing I could do would to believe in a Jewish Messiah. And I learned that the disciples were Jewish, that the Last Supper was a Passover Seder, and that there were so, so many, many prophecies in the Jewish Bible that all pointed to Yeshua being the Messiah. It just, oh, it all came together. It made so much sense. So yes, I am a Jew born anew also, and so, so glad. Yes, you can say that Jesus made me kosher. So when you hear Yeshua, that's just the Hebrew name for Jesus. Yes, amen. All right, well, let's hear now from one of my sponsors, Odell Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Oh, yes. And let's say hello to Paul Wilbur, Lord God of Abraham, from the CD Watchmen.
You are the one. Shalom. This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Yes, and what a blessing it is to hear Paul Wilbur's music. It just gets better and better. He is such an anointed man of God, and I love that song. You are the Holy One, Anointed One. We worship you today. Oh, yes, there's nothing more exciting than worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I want to thank everybody who's listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom all y'all. And I also want to thank Excellent Air for being one of my sponsors, Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. They go all over the place. I mean, their office is in Scottsville, but they go all over the place. And right now is a really good time to consider central air conditioning because it's hot. You know, you've heard the expression, baby, it's cold outside. Well, baby, it's hot outside, and I am so glad it finally is hot outside. Listen, Excellent Air, they're the people you want to call to install your air conditioning. 889-7840. They really are great business. They're family owned and operated. They love the Lord. Their prices are fair. They don't make you wait a long time when you call them. So that's Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. And right now, let us remember that the name of Yeshua is the name above all names. And Lord, we just keep your name high and we exalt you, O Lord. This is Zemer Levav from the CD As Long As I Breathe.
No more will I run from you. I will be wise, accepting your shelter. No more will I have to. I will be here in your arms. No more will I run from you. I will be wise, accepting your shelter. No more will I have to fear. I will be here in your arms. Your
power.
Oh, what a beautiful song. Again, that was Zemer Lavav from the CD As Long As I Breathe. Your name, hallelujah. Well, this is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. And I'm so thankful to God that I have some wonderful sponsors to help me stay on the air. We're going to hear from a few of them. Next, we're going to hear all about Europa Cafe. Change is in the air. The Europa Deli and Cafe, now together in one big room. They may have taken away the seating, but they haven't taken away the flavor. Now you can get delicious baked goods and pastries to go, as well as pierogies, fish, herring, and other European delicacies. The Europa Deli and Cafe is located at 1694 Penfield Road. Their phone number is 385-2040, and they're open Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 10 to 6, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 to 8, and Sundays from 11 to 4. Come on into the Europa Deli and Cafe, and you will be so glad you did. Good. People are always telling me that my hair is adorable. Where do you get your hair done? They always ask. I go to Jardé's Hair Salon. It's located at 2433 Lyle Road in Rochester. Their phone number is 585-429-6623. Enjoy a session that's all about you in a relaxing, rejuvenating environment at Jardé's Hair Salon. Their professional staff will always aim to please, and they will ensure that your experience is a memorable event. Be sure to give them a call today. That's Jardé's Hair Salon and Spa, 429-6623. They are your hair color specialists, and they provide facial waxing and men, women's, and children's hair cutting, hair coloring, highlighting, permanence, and nails. Jardé's Hair Salon. You'll be so glad you checked them out.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? At 9 years old, Isaac Pinchas was so poor, he wasn't much of a blessing to anyone in the little village he lived in Turkey. In fact, he had to borrow 3 cents from a Turkish classmate for a class project. But he never forgot his debt to that classmate. Eventually, he moved from Turkey to Israel and began earning money. Every time he made 6 shekels, he put aside 1. Today, Isaac is a successful businessman who has contributed much to Israel. Recently, he traveled back to Istanbul for a dedication ceremony. The ceremony honored Isaac, who had fully funded the construction of a beautiful elementary school for 650 Turkish students. We may think our simple acts of kindness don't amount to anything, but let's remember the Turkish child's small kindness to her Jewish friend. That little blessing to one Jewish boy resulted in an extraordinary blessing for 650 Turkish children. Likewise, as we sow seeds of kindness into the lives of others, not only do we bring glory and honor to the Messiah, but you never know how large a harvest one act of kindness may bring in your own life. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, nearly 1 in 3 Israelis live below the poverty line. We have an opportunity to return the many blessings God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shema Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight.
Okay, guys, this is your chance to win a coupon for bagels. The number here is 222-2990. 222-2990. I want everybody to call. Call now. I got an easy question. What recent Jewish holiday was celebrated on Pentecost? What recent Jewish holiday was celebrated on Pentecost? And then there's even a bonus question. What was the celebration all about? Okay, 222-2990, and we're listening to the Schleps.
They're sure in heaven, our little bagels, what I'm waiting for. Give me lots of my garlic bagel, spread thickly too. It'll be the greatest, so give me bagels tonight. Work it out, baby, work it out. All that cream cheese and lots of fun, I got to have some now. When Pesach comes again next year, I'll go bagel free again, that's clear. The Torah tells me, and it compels me, and I obey Hashem in him I fear. Give me lots of my garlic bagel, spread thickly too. It'll be the greatest, so give me bagels tonight. Give me lots of my garlic bagel, spread thickly too.
Okay, the number here is 222-2990. If you listen carefully, you might even hear the answer in the interview, because I will tell you, she does mention the holiday. Coming up, my interview with Rabbi Carol Kalis. Rabbi Carol Kalis, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you very much.
I am so excited to have you on the program.
I appreciate your invitation. I'm excited to be here.
I would love to hear about your story. Did you grow up in a Jewish home, and was it a typical Jewish home, or how did you grow up?
I did not grow up in a Jewish home. I am not Jewish, actually. I am from the Midwest, and my family were basically pagans. There was no religious affiliation or anything until I was about 6 years old, and we moved into the house where I ended up growing up, and right around the corner was this little congregation, and someone came knocking on the door and invited my mother. I'm one of six children, and so she decided to take all six of us and go to this little congregation, and soon afterwards, she came to faith, and so did I. I came to faith when I was about 6 years old.
That is so exciting. And what is especially exciting to me is that you're grafted in and that you have chosen to come alongside the Jewish people and embrace our Messiah and Israel and the whole thing. So tell me, how did you get interested in Messianic Judaism?
Sure. I went to a Bible college, and while I was at Bible college, between my junior and senior year, I decided to stay and take a couple of summer classes, and one of them was a Jewish history class, which was being taught by Dr. Ray Gannon. And so he introduced me to Jewish ministries through that course, and at the same time, I had a couple friends on campus who were part of the Jewish ministry group at the Bible college. And they invited me to be a part of the prayer group and things, and I started going to the only synagogue that was in town. It was a small town there in the Midwest, and I just started going to the synagogue and becoming familiar with, Judaism through that, because, as I said, I was not raised Jewish, and through that whole summer, God just awakened my heart, and I took what I tell people, I took the covenant of Ruth with the Jewish people at that point. and just embrace him. And when the school year started back up my senior year, I became one of the leaders of the Jewish ministry on campus and the prayer group as we prayed for Israel and for Jewish ministries, you know, around the nation and things. So it was a summer class that began the call that God placed on my heart to Jewish people.
Rabbi Carol, that is just fantastic. I'm so happy to hear this. Now, I'm curious, how did the rest of your family feel about your embracing the Jewish way of life?
Initially, you know, they didn't really understand it. But when I graduated from Bible college, I actually went and lived a year in Israel on a kibbutz. And then when I returned after that year, I was invited by Ray and his wife Cassini to come join them here on staff at Beth Emanuel, and I've been here ever since then. So there was a whole process of my going to Israel. And when I went to Israel, I think my family understood how serious I was about, you know, this calling to cut covenant with the Jewish people. And over the years, you know, they have seen my commitment and that my faith in Yeshua has only been enhanced and in no way drew away from, you know, my faith, which I think was maybe a little concern at first for them. But they're very accepting, and they've come out to visit us here in New York. When we built the synagogue, the new synagogue, my family brought teams out from the Midwest to help build, and so they really have been very supportive.
That's so good to hear. Now, as I recall, your husband and you both co-lead the congregation. Is that correct?
Yes, Michael and I lead Beth Emanuel here in Holbrook, New York, on Long Island. And Michael is a Sephardic Jew. His grandmother was raised in Turkey by Rabbi Buenos. We're not sure what happened to her parents that she ended up with the rabbi, but she was you know, raised in Turkey. And then moved here to New York.
Well, you know, Rabbi Carol, I love a good love story and a good romance story. So I have to ask you, how did you and Michael, or shall I say Rabbi Michael, how did the two of you meet?
Well, he was attending Bible college in here on Long Island. The school had a branch up here. And so part of his responsibility was to get connected to a local congregation. He had a class with Dr. Michael Brown, and that's where God just, you know, stirred up a call in his heart to his Jewish people. And part of the thing was to connect to a local congregation where we were the only Messianic congregation locally. So he came and went on outreach on a regular basis, and I was heading up the outreach at that time. And the rabbi of the congregation at that time, Rabbi Ashley Crane, invited him to come on staff. It was in May of that year. And so he had already made a commitment to go to a summer camp as a counselor. But we had a congregational barbecue and picnic that May before he left. And I'm looking at him across the picnic ground, and I felt God say to me that I was going to marry him. And so, and then I struggled all summer long with this feeling that I had, because that was unusual for me. and I didn't know whether he was even going to come back to join and come on staff. He was in Indiana somewhere at a youth camp, you know, counseling. And I'm, God, how can you do this, you know, to me? How could you put this in my heart? I don't even know if this guy's coming back, et cetera. So come August, he came back from the camp, and he told Rabbi Ashley he felt that he was supposed to join staff there at Beth Emanuel. And at that time, we were headed off to a UMJC conference up in Minnesota, I think it was that year. And so the whole staff went up, and we drove up from New York, and then we drove back. And on the way back, he felt God put in his heart that he was to marry me. But he didn't tell me that, and he didn't know that God had spoken to me in May the same thing. So now we're working on staff for a few months, and it was a day in October, and I was told him I would help him to sort through some paperwork that he needed to do for his credentialing and stuff. And He said that he was up all night long because he felt that he was supposed to ask me to marry him. Now, we haven't dated. Neither of us know that God has spoken this. And he is like, this is crazy, because if this is not you, God, she's going to go tell the rabbi, who is this guy that you have hired here who's hitting on me and things. So he didn't sleep at all. And he came over and was sitting there working through the things that he had to do with his paperwork and stuff. And all of a sudden he says, well, Carol, do you think God's doing something between us? And I said, maybe. And then 2 hours later, we were engaged. And that was in October. And then in February the following year, we were married. And it's going to be 25 years next February.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I have to ask. That's an incredible story. Did you finally go on some dates before you married? Or you...
Well, yeah. Once we were engaged, we never dated before we got engaged. We were engaged. We got engaged that October. I believe it was October 23rd. I told the then rabbi of the congregation and began planning a wedding. And in that whole process, yes, we began to date. But
all right.
It was a God thing.
Some people might say that was a little mashugana, and of course the listeners may not know that means crazy or nuts. Of course, we know that with God all things are possible. That is the cutest story I think I've ever heard.
Thank you.
25 years, mazel tov.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you're in Long Island, right?
Yes, we are.
Of course, you don't say Long Island. I guess you never got the accent, did you?
I never, the Missourian still comes out of me sometimes. My husband says, especially when I talk to family, my accent really comes in thick.
I see.
Whenever I'm teaching Hebrew at the congregation, I say, you're getting Hebrew via Israel with the Missouri accent. So, you know.
Well, tell me a little bit about the congregation for those people that are traveling through Long Island. When do you meet? What time is service? And what's the community like there?
Sure. Our congregation is located in Suffolk County, which is the eastern part of Long Island, right at exit 61 of the Long Island Expressway. Very important to remember that exit, because if you put in a GPS, it puts you at the wrong place. So exit 61. Our main services are Saturday morning at 10:45, and we have a contemporary service with worship with instruments and music. We have then goes into our tour service and a message. We also have Bible studies on Wednesday night and prayer. We have an hour of prayer on Thursdays where the people come together for prayer. So our congregation is a mix of Jewish and non-Jewish people who, you know, worship Yeshua in a culturally Jewish way, and you know, reaching out to the Jewish community here on Long Island.
And you and your husband are a perfect example of Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah.
Yes, yes.
Now, have you...
Many people in our area of Long Island are intermarried. You know, actually, the last statistic I saw, which is a little old, was like 52% of the Jewish community is, you know, intermarried. So definitely in Suffolk County, we find that's more the case. So we do try to, you know, reach out to interfaith marriages as part of our outreach.
And do you have any stories to share about seeing Jewish people come to faith in Messiah? I'm sure there must be many.
Oh, yes, definitely. We just started going out on a weekly outreach as well. We go out into the community, we put together a little questionnaire, and we just, you know, go asking people if they'd like to take a questionnaire. And it's been really exciting to see people who are actually open to engage with you about, you know, religious things and et cetera. And in the process, we have met, you know, Jewish people who have been open to talk with us and found one who was a Sephardic Jew who ended up coming to the congregation just about a week ago. But she was a believer already, but not connected to a congregation. And we have other Jewish people who came to the congregation. Again, when we were doing the building process, people would drive by and see the building. And as a result, it drew some people in. And I can think of one gentleman who came, and his wife was not is not Jewish, and he came, and he said, as soon as I walked in, I knew this was home, and that's what we hear so often from Jewish people who come to Beth Emanuel. When I walked in, I knew it was home, and within a few short months, both he and his wife, you know, came to faith and in the Messiah, and plugged into the congregation. They're part of our worship team today, stories like that can be repeated over and over again.
I love stories like that. So, since you've become grafted in and embraced the Jewish lifestyle, I'm curious, Rabbi Carol, do you have a favorite holiday?
Oh, I love all the holidays. My son's hot favorite is Purim. I think my favorite is Shavuot coming up. It's not the most celebrated in mainstream Judaism, but to me, it represents the outpouring of the Ruach and the giving of the Torah and the blend of those together. So I always look forward to it as we're counting through the Omer right now, you know, that whole time of anticipation and expectation. So I look forward to that that holiday and all that it represents spiritually for us as a community.
Absolutely. Very exciting. And so I was wondering also, are there special things that you would like the listeners to be praying for you or your family or congregation, just anything that's on your heart that you would like us to pray for?
Well, I'm sure as your heart is to see more Jewish people come to faith. You know, we're one of a handful of congregations here in the metropolitan area where, you know, there's over a couple million Jewish people. And, you know, just to see revival, that's the cry of our heart, that God would send revival and a great awakening to our nation and to our Jewish people. So that's what we pray for, our congregation, when we come together, often crying out for that. And again, as we just started this outreach effort, we're just seeing, you know, open hearts to that and are just expecting God to open up the windows of heaven and to see, you know, many, many our Jewish brothers and sisters come to faith in Messiah.
Amen. Absolutely. And if there might be a Jewish person listening to the broadcast that doesn't yet know Messiah, what would you say to that person?
I would encourage you to open up your heart to examine the Hebrew scriptures for yourself to see what they say, because they do speak of a Messiah who is to come. And I find that most Jewish people that I've encountered have never really opened up their own Bible to look at it. And often when they do, they're amazed at what they find. And so that would be my encouragement, you know, just open up and read and ask God, you know, show me the truth. Is there a Messiah? And if so, is he Yeshua, like these two women are talking about, and I know God will reveal himself to them.
Yes, indeed. And before we close the interview, I wondered if you might share with the women listening a little bit about the upcoming women's retreat.
Yes, Beth Zion out of New Jersey with Rabbi Jan and Reverend Marlene Rosenberg have been hosting this women's conference. This is our 12th annual conference coming up the last week of January in 2017. It's just an awesome time where the women come together from the Messianic community across the nation. We're drawing people from all over and from different Messianic congregations and works. And it's just awesome to see them coming together in unity. We represent a lot of different backgrounds and lifestyles, and yet we come together and worship, you know, God together and put aside our differences and things. And this year's theme is Celebrate Yeshua. So we're really excited to be able to come together and to celebrate who he is in our life. And so, you know, there's a Facebook page that they can go look us up, and soon there'll be a web page where they can even go and register this year. So we're excited about it. And hope that many will come join us.
So if somebody's interested, they could look up Beth Zion Women's Retreat, right?
Right, Beth Zion 2017 Women's Retreat. The Facebook page is open. The web page is not totally done yet, but it should be done here in June, and that will be where they'll be able to register, but information will be posted on the Facebook page so they can check it out.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to that, and I want to thank you so much for being my guest today, Rabbi Carol.
Well, thank you again for the invitation. I appreciate it, Ethel.
Great, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a great evening.
You too. Shalom.
Shalom.
All right, this is Ethel Chadwick. That was my interview with Rabbi Carol Kalis. And if you were listening carefully, she gave the answer. So call 222-2990. But right now, let's listen to Ted Pierce. This is Awake.
Awake. Awake. Awake, awake, oh Zion, awake. I say awake, awake, put on your strength. Zion, put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, shake off the dust and arise. Ah, sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people Israel, and he will have mercy on Zion. Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion, put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, shake off the dust and arise. I say awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion, put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, shake off the dust and arise. Sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people Israel, and he will have mercy on Zion. Awake! Awake! Call on your God, he will give an answer. Call on your God, he will answer you. When you call on your God, he will give an answer. Call on your God. Call on your God, he will give an answer. Call on your God, he will answer you. When you call on your God, he will give an answer. Call on your God. In that day, in that day will he answer you. In that day, in that day when you call on your God. Call on our God, he will give an answer. Call on our God, he will answer us. When we call on our God, he will give an answer. Call on our God. In that day, in that day will he answer us. In that day, in that day when we call on our God. Awake! Oh, sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people Israel, and he will have mercy on Zion. Awake! 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 O Zion, awake!
Yes. Wake up and know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. That was Ted Pierce. And if you like his music, boy, do I have good news for you. Ted Pierce is going to be here in Rochester ministering at Shema Yisrael on Saturday, July 23rd. So come on out and see him and hear him in person. He'll be sharing the word and playing lots of his fabulous songs. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. But right now, it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Vayismorecha Yahir Adonai panavalecha vikunecha Yisadonai panavalecha V'yasem lecha shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. And remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. And I just got this. This just in. Kathleen from Macedon wins the coupon for bagels because she got the right answer, which is Shavuot. That is correct. The Jewish holiday that was celebrated on Pentecost was Shavuot. So congratulations, Kathleen. You are going to get a coupon for bagels. All right, guys. Next week, I am going to air an interview with Lori Kate Lowenhar and two other members of the group Heart of Galilee, featuring their music. It's going to be fabulous. So have a great week. Go out there and be a blessing. Shalom.